A hydroelectric plant for a small Southeast Alaska community is a step closer to reality. Governor Bill Walker included funding for CAIC's Gunnik Creek project in his capital budget proposal. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
CAIC is a village on Kuprinoff Island, around 100 miles southeast of Juneau. It gets its power from diesel generators, which makes it expensive. Officials have been looking for alternatives for years. The most likely option at this point is a small hydroelectric project using water from nearby Gunnik Creek.
It is shovel-ready.
Jody Mitchell is CEO and general manager of the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative. It also runs systems in Hoonah, Angoon, Klukwan, and the Chilkat Valley. Mitchell says Gunnik Creek, if built, will be the third such project for its communities. Two more are on the list.
We have an opportunity with these hydro projects to fix a problem and completely get ourselves off diesel.
Gunnik Creek is ready to be built, but it's been stalled for several years. Now, it's included in the governor's spending plan for the next budget year. The nearly $4 million isn't enough to complete all the work, but it's a solid start. Mitchell hopes to get additional funding through a federal grant. She says the cooperative could also borrow the remaining $3 million. CAIC is represented in the state Senate by Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican. He supports construction, but sees some issues.
My concern with this project is that we build, for instance, Gunnik Creek, but it's on a postage stamp rate amongst other communities, and I'm not sure how much the other communities, including CAIC, are going to see their utility rate impacted.
The rate is based on the average of costs for all of the electric cooperative's customers. That means CAIC will only see some of the benefits of cheaper electricity, but Mitchell says customers there will still pay lower bills.
I believe now that the economics of that, even if we were to borrow the money, would still result in a small rate reduction for our consumers, our member owners.
For years, officials hoped CAIC's needs would be met by a new 60-mile power line to Petersburg. That would connect to a regional grid linked to two large hydro projects. The line and an accompanying road have been studied intensely, and it has some of the permits it needs, but it's been shelved because the tens of millions of dollars it would cost isn't there. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.